You're now listening to Sleep Time's Over.
Sleep Time is over, baby.
Welcome back, gang, to another episode of Fitness, the other F word. As you can see, we are in beautiful Studio Havana. Ole and hola. We are not medical doctors. This is not medical advice. If you don't know now, you know my name is Summer Lee, aka Shelly Darlingson. And I'm joined as always by the man with the plan, Aaron Sakai. Shut up, Aaron. AKA Mona. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
If it wasn't for your voice cracking yet again on this show.
I'm a 12-year-old boy.
Which the key to voice cracking is usually, all right, you're nervous. Nervous around me, what have you, that's fine.
I
get that around the town. Well, you saved what, you know, is your weekly shtick of intro that I really don't know how much longer I'm going to keep going. I've been tolerant.
You've been very tolerant.
Tolerant
of
and
it.
Tolerating it,
yes.
For quite some time.
A saint's level, actually.
Wonderful. Well, let me tell you something. What were you referring to?
So what I was referring to is, I think, an underrated classic of a comedy movie. Everybody in America is going to be like rolling their eyes probably, but
they already are.
It's The House Bunny. And Anna Faris.
She
was a Playboy bunny, and then she goes back to school. It's a genius comedy, I'm telling you.
As you crack your voice again.
I know, I'm very, well,
you're nervous
now
about
I'm
the
excited
movie?
About the movie. Well, and also because, you know, like, I'm not super hungry, so instead of just the mahi-mahi, I just want mahi. Just want the one mahi.
You are on all kinds of different
look, it's a great, needles. It's a great movie.
I've never seen it.
It's really funny.
I remember it. I know of it. Anna Faris, how do you say her name? Anna Faris?
Anna.
All I know of her is from Scary Movie. Oh, and then Lost in Translation.
Oh, yeah. She was the friend in Lost in Translation.
Yeah, the celebrity.
Oh, wait.
She showed up at the hotel because she's doing a press conference.
That's right.
She did the movie with Keanu Reeves. And there's a lot of fighting. And
that's
kung fu.
Right.
And sushi. And like, she was the typical Holly that goes to Japan that just doesn't know how to act. Kind of.
That's right.
Yeah.
What do you think of her as though? I think she's actually a comedic genius. Like, her physical comedy, like, she's just got like funny bones.
She has moments. I mean, Scary Movie, she carried the movie. She was the main one.
Yeah.
So it was fine. I think she's going to get lost in the shuffle though, because that's what happens to these women.
Mm.
They're the it girl for like 20 to 40. And
yeah.
And then where do they go from there? Lifetime Channel.
Well, not even 40 Hallmark. At this point, right? I mean, like, because, like, Anna Kendrick is kind of in that vein.
She's falling off the loop.
She's kind of getting older, too.
She's doing movies, like, you know, on Cinemax, like at 10 p.m. Not that bad,
I mean,
sorry.
Not that bad, but.
But she used to be an it girl, now she's not.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what Hollywood does. Is this the topic this week?
Today's topic is women in Hollywood. No, it's not.
Hollywood,
it's not,
and the horrors of the slime people. A look back at the industry that is. What are we doing?
Okay. So, for this week's episode, what I wanted to cover is a topic that is kind of near and dear to my heart. Well, all of these are topics that are near and dear to my heart. They're all my children. I love them equally. That's what every parent says, right? We have favorites. But today's topic, we're going to be talking about supplements.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait.
We didn't
talk. Did we talk about this?
It was part of a broader discussion. And it's not going to be like,
I'm just going to look at the sunset at this point.
It's not going to be like this huge thing, but I wanted to bring up certain ones that come up a lot in like social media, ones that people think help, you know, the kind of like the worst offenders. We did talk about supplements before. I'm not saying we didn't.
You're damn right.
But this one is going to be about those, like I said, those worst offenders, the ones that always keep popping up on Instagram or you see in the magazines. Well, do people even read magazines anymore? I guess
no.
Not. That used to be in magazines.
Oh. You see everyone out there. You see what happens, all right? We're recording the show on Friday evening.
Yes.
How's your Friday evening going out there? You guys having fun? You guys enjoying tier
you
three?
You better.
Yeah, I guess what we're going to be talking about, supplements on a Friday night.
Hey, no.
We're going to be talking about BCAAs, creatine, branched chain aminos with creatine.
Maybe.
Caffeine.
Maybe.
Fucking hell. Okay.
Okay.
Go, where to go? What's your topic here? What's your question?
So, what I want to do is I have like four of them that are kind of broad, and I'll get your feedback on it first. Okay. So.
All right.
The worst one of all, of course, that I think is the worst one, it's just my opinion, of course, is fat burners.
Okay.
So, what is your opinion on fat burners?
Well, thank you, Simon. broad topic, because there are many.
There are many, yes.
When you think of the fat burner, see, it depends on how old you are. Because if you think of the fat burner back in the day, you think of hydroxycut.
Yes, that's
Zenadrine,
true. Zenadrine, yeah.
Anything with crystal meth, which was AKA the thing that's found in the allergy pills. Ephedra. That was the key, people.
That was it.
That's why it always worked.
Yeah.
That's why it made your teeth chatter. That's why it made you want to go sprint McKinley Park.
Oh, my gosh.
Just because.
Yeah.
So they put all this other shit, but it's really just the ephedra, right? They can say all these green tea.
Or proprietary blends.
Carnitine.
Yeah.
Calcium pyruvate, right?
Yeah.
Some nerd shit. It's all
chromium.
Chromium, right. Oh, God. It's not going to do nothing except have the ephedra to drive you and get you wired, because that's what you want to feel. You want to feel wired, and then off you go.
Yeah.
So that's a different generation.
Yes.
That's the people that remember that. Okay. Oxy Elite was the last one to get banned.
Oh, yeah.
That was the very last
one. That was the last one.
That was 2000s. So, you know, that's the last 2010s, I think. But if you look at all of the other ones, if they don't have caffeine in it,
Nothing, right?
Nothing.
Yeah.
All right. There is nowhere else that's going to save you. Take L-carnitine, and then you take chromium, and you'll live your best life. You ain't gonna shit. All right? I worked in that industry.
You're right. Right.
You have to take extraordinary amounts of both of those to get any garnering of any response whatsoever. Calcium pyruvate was a big one back in the day.
Yeah, yeah.
If you want to go real delve back into old 90s, calcium pyruvate was the one. You're supposed to take plenty. Okay, and it burns the fat. You have to take a lot.
A lot.
Because there's big tablets now.
Yeah.
Calcium pyruvate. If you can sell it now, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen it in a while, but right. I remember that, yeah. But that's a really good point, is because like these companies, they can say they have the ingredient, but maybe they don't have enough to actually make you.
It's all a proprietary blend.
Yeah.
So when you look at a proprietary blend, look at the lineup. The first thing listed is the thing they have the most of, usually.
That's right. That's right.
Usually.
Yeah. Right. That's a good point.
And then you don't know exactly what's of the blend is of what, and it's. Okay, let's look at this, because I've been out of the loop, because I'm not looking at any of these fat burning shits, okay?
Okay.
Have you seen a new one that has come out lately? Then we can dissect that.
Okay, so like, for some reason, and I don't know if it's just my algorithm or what, I've been seeing, well, there's always the tummy teas.
Okay.
There's that one. And then, for whatever reason, I've been seeing a lot of the CLAs coming back.
Okay, that's an old school.
So, yeah. Yeah. But those two are the ones I've been seeing. Yeah. But, you know, the algorithm could be for...
CLA is another type of healthy fat, like flax oil, fish oil, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Conjugated linoleic acid.
Linoleic acid, yeah. Very good.
Still got it. Still in the game. So it's a healthy fat, and if you look at the research of healthy fats, you need fat to burn fat. That's just how it works. You want fat that is going to be liquefied types of fat. You don't want solid fat. You don't want stuff that is solid at room temperature type of fat.
That's right.
That's the no-go, right? Like margarine, watch out. Stuff like that. So if you get that, it's fine. If you looked at it as part of a healthy diet, per se, then that's fine.
Yeah.
It's not a ephedra, though. It's not going to get you wired.
Right.
It's not going to be like, if I just take this and just live my best life, okay, wow, I'm losing weight. It ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
Nothing will happen. I will tell you all right now. So you got to look at it. It's something if you were to eat healthy and then you're like, okay, I'm going to put some CLA oil and mix it in with my salad, baby. Something like that.
Yeah.
It's for the long haul.
Right.
That's all.
Right.
This is all the long haul stuff. This ain't no get rid of
shredded and
fast. It's not gonna work.
10 days or whatever.
Because if you had ephedra, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right. That's the only thing that'll make it be that way, be the case. That's why they sold a ton of them.
Yes.
The hydroxy cuts and all
that. The hydroxy cut, yeah.
So CLA, I will say, is fine, but it's not going to be something you take it and a week later you drop 10 pounds. And you'd be like, yes. What happened? No.
Hey.
Exactly how that sounded. So that on top of the teas, like, okay, green tea is an example. Okay, let's talk about green tea.
Oh, right, right.
Tummy tea is probably going to have green tea in it.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, I would think so.
Right. Caffeine. Yeah.
Caffeine.
Healthier yeah. caffeine. Okay, green tea, right. On the surface, it's caffeine. If you eat healthy and drink green tea,
yeah.
you're going to be okay.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's only if you are eating healthy and doing all of the said things in conjunction. It's not, once again, ephedra.
Yeah.
When back in the day, and we saw people take this, just take ephedra, and then that's it.
It works.
And I eat any kind.
Yeah.
And you're going to get wired, and you're going to feel all amped, and you're not going to know why. And then, granted, you're going to be burning calories being wired, and then that's yeah. why you lose your weight.
I mean, you're at 2 o'clock in the morning, and you're using your toothbrush to clean your grout, but, you know, you're moving
Great
around.
Example. One saying. Of many that you do with ephedra. But green tea does not have ephedra.
No.
So therefore, if you're eating healthy, then more power to you.
So like, there's no free lunch here, right? I mean, that's ultimately, those things are promising things that they will never be able to fulfill.
No. Unless there is one thing that we haven't talked about yet. The prescription avenue.
Yes.
Now, there's a thing out there called phentermine. That is the fat burning pill. You can get it prescribed.
Okay.
That's the hardcore.
Yeah.
And some people can actually get it prescribed. I don't even know if I should be saying this. Too late now, right? Just say it, Aaron.
We're not medical doctors. medical advice.
Can you put that graphic up as I say
yes.
this? All right, there you go.
This
video
is all
editing.
Alleged.
On that note, let's just shout out a sponsor to kind of ease up everything. Let's shout out two sponsors, Treehouse Teas. We talked about green tea earlier. 100% organic, all natural from Hawaii.
Support local.
Mention Sleep Time's Over on Treehouse Teas. At Treehouse Teas, you can just go into IG and then you can go and order it from there. And then mention Sleep Time's Over, you get 10% off. Treehouse Teas. Also, Earl Kaka'ako, long time.
Yeah.
Close personal friend of the show. Earl Kaka'ako, if you don't know about, now you know, you just go to the store. Earl Kaka'ako, the actual location, mention Sleep Time's Over. Get 10% off one of the sandwiches. Weekend specials.
Why wouldn't you? I mean, it's win-win.
Just don't take it with green tea. It's not going to get you to lose weight. Mm. It's the reality. And I brought back the topic again as I was trying to lose track of the topic. Let's go talk about prescription medication. So, I'm not going to say how you get it. I'm not going to say there's something you can tell your doctor that will quite possibly get it prescribed
maybe
to you. And it's not a weight loss issue, if you get what I'm saying. But it's a thing. Phentermine is for real. And phentermine is an appetite suppressant.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually prescribed at max 3 months.
Okay.
Because it wears off.
Oh, okay. So the efficacy goes down after a certain point.
Correct.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Week one, week two, you're not as wired as ephedra, but you're just going to feel like, I just don't need to eat.
Okay.
I'm cool.
So it just blocks the signal altogether.
Yes. You can drink water, coffee, what have you.
Okay. Okay.
Depending on the milligram dosage, we'll determine. I won't say the amount of the milligram dosage because it's going to get reported. So keep that in mind as well. That is a thing. I don't hear it talked about
yeah.
much. I don't hear it talked about with clients or whatnot, strangely. I don't know if people really know about it. Hmm. I don't know what the outside world is there. I mean,
yeah.
anyone watching out there, if you heard of it or if you know about it, then, you know, message us in the comments or whatnot. Because, or God forbid, email her about phentermine, Mrs. Drizzy. But I don't hear about phentermine. And it's an appetite suppressant.
You're right.
And you can get it. It's not illegal.
Yeah, yeah.
If you talk to your doctor about it, that's how you get prescribed medicine.
Right. And if you explain that, you know, this is a legitimate health issue for you or whatever the case may be, I don't know. But
but you're supposed to cycle on and off of this thing.
Oh, interesting.
So it's not like the ephedra, where ephedra wears off as well, too. I mean,
quite
frankly, if you're taking a year straight every day of Oxy-Elite, first of all, but then it's not going to be as effective. So keep that in mind.
Oh, that'd be horrifying if you were on Oxy-Elite for a year.
It had to, it would have to have worn off.
I mean,
by 6 month mark, probably you're like, you just pop in it and that's it. It can't be that. No pill is that strong.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Right, to last a year.
A year,
and you get the same effect every day.
That's right.
The body's gonna catch on.
I would think so. Think so.
Right. So yeah, it's you cycle on and off. That's how it works. It doesn't work for everyone, of course. What have you? Do you get the shakes on it? Quite possibly. All of the same side effects, look them up. It's going to be the same situation as if you took a hydroxy cut.
Yeah.
Thing.
Yeah. Okay.
There's that.
Okay. But I think that's a good point to say, like, if that supplement, whatever you're seeing, really worked, like, don't you think a legit pharmaceutical company with billions of dollars of research would have developed it and captured it and sold it? Like, why would this fly-by-night company with, you know, some roided out, you know, Instagram model on the cover be hawking it on Instagram if Pfizer could go sell it for $1 billion? Don't you think this is like a $1 billion idea?
Well, there's another route to go with that scenario.
Okay.
Because of the way government and pharmacy, big pharm as they call it.
Big pharm.
You could go with the rhetoric of, and I don't want to sound conspiracy theory here.
Okay.
But America is not the healthiest, and America is run by big corporations.
Yes.
Big corporations such as McDonald's and whatnot that serve fast food, food in general, to make people unhealthy and obese and fat.
Yes.
The lobbyists are going to probably find out, maybe say that Pfizer finds out they have the miracle diet pill that's going to make everybody all of a sudden lose weight and not eat.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, big companies like McDonald's, what have you, are not going to get the revenue anymore because they're all going to not go there.
Right.
Meeting is happening. Pfizer, you're going to fuck it up. So let's not put that out there.
Oh, it's like a collusion of some sort.
Collusion, lobbyists.
Possibly. Allegedly. Right? Maybe.
God, I sound like so cute now. Why God, it's a wild one. I was talking about prescription meds. Whoever the one, two people watching this. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Enjoy your Friday. So I'm just based on speculation.
Yeah,
because you would think at this point, with prescriptions and vaccines and medicine and this and this.
Yes.
They would find some pill that's different than phentermine to alleviate, help get rid of possibly weight loss.
That
get rid of possibly shrinking the fat cells. That has to have been come up in some research of somewhere.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's
and it had to have led to something.
But or even the fact that I didn't immediately go, that's ridiculous. The fact that I didn't have that gut reaction, I'm like, yeah.
No.
that it, you know, you follow, what do they say? Follow the money. I mean,
it's all money here.
Yeah,
big business, big farm. You know,
these are for-profit corporations. They're not. At the end of the day,
we got. I'm not saying that's the truth, but I'm just saying you just need to look at it. It's not so going to be surprising if that's the case.
That's the thing. I wouldn't be surprised if it turned out. Hey,
look at FDA, for God's sakes. I mean, FDA, they were proving this. They're proving that. We don't really know. They're proving things at fast tracks. They're proving this at vaccine, for example. You never know what, because there's negotiations involved. There's business meetings involved. There's money involved.
Yeah.
So getting back to why is there no other prescription other than phentermine in 2021 at this point?
In 2021, yeah.
Because you know what you could actually do as well. Okay, phentermine, all prescriptions got side effects, right?
Yes, yes.
Oxy-Elite, hydroxycut, of course, they've had side effects, whatnot. It was the bad apples that ran around and then they decided to go take like 10 of them in 120 degree weather and then they die.
Right.
And then they ruin it.
Yeah.
Because no pill should have been banned because it's the user's discretion. Everybody signs up a unwritten law here. You got what you paid for.
Yeah.
You're the idiot that decided to go take 20 of them and go run around in the sun all day.
Right. And they had the disclosures and everything.
Exactly. So. But then you're going to go and you're going to go file these lawsuits, and then that's why they're all banned now.
Okay.
So then we go take to the rhetoric of, let as a pharmaceutical company, taking the formula of ephedra, put it in some kind of a diet pill situation,
mm-hmm.
and it's reused again in a prescription situation. I have not seen that. We have not seen that.
It's only
phentermine.
That's true.
Why hasn't there been more prescription type medications to reduce fat cells, to reduce weight, fat in general? The money I think would be there, but there's something blocking it.
Yeah, considering, what is it? Like 60% of American population is overweight, 30% is obese.
Right.
I mean, there's a need there.
We looked at COVID the past year. How many people got infected? How many people passed away? Various reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of them were, let's face it, underlying conditions, naming being unhealthy, overweight.
Absolutely.
Obese.
It makes you a higher tier than everybody else to be overweight.
Correct.
In this environment. You get access to the vaccine faster,
right?
Because you are at risk.
And it's just because of America. We're a capitalist society. I'm really going nuts with this, isn't it? We're a capitalist
Friday
society.
Again.
You having fun out there? And it's money to be made. It's corporations.
Yeah. These are for-profit corporations.
McDonald's, Walmart, Target. Go run the gamut. Costco, buying bulk of food. Everybody's eating, consuming,
yep.
Consuming. That's what Americans do. They consume.
We are consumers.
So why would you stop that if you are the whole big conglomerate that is the big companies, big business, all of that?
Right.
That's the only thing I can think of that would hinder the advancement of the said fat-burning pill.
Magic pill, yeah.
Because it probably does exist, but they're not releasing it or something. Or it's secretly given out or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a lot of speculation, but...
All speculation.
Yeah.
But food for thought. That is food for thought.
Because if obesity is such a bad problem in America, and everybody frowns on it,
mm-hmm.
you would think there'd be more than one thing out there to help it.
That is a good point.
We have multiple medications for multiple... diseases, ailments, whatnot.
Yes, yeah,
right.
That's right.
You would think, but then, but see, this is when you go down these holes.
That's the thing. You start thinking about all of the rabbit holes.
When you think of obesity,
yeah.
Do we truly feel sorry for each individual that is obese? Because we could look at the fact of overeating is a mental issue, stress issue, what have you.
Yeah.
But you got yourself there. How did you get yourself there? What led to get you to be overweight? Then you need to get that interview and get that discussion.
Yeah.
Because it could be just somebody that's just a lazy guy. That's just a guy that's works all the time and just ended up becoming obese. And then he's now, what's he going to do? He's like, oh, no, now look at me now. And then what am I going to do? There's nothing I can do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a motive. Then the motivation's gone and then you're not going to be, and then that said guy is lost.
Yeah.
And how do we fix that? It becomes a mental issue.
I think there is a mental component to this. I mean, as using food as a coping mechanism.
Right. I mean, everybody does that in some capacity,
oh, yeah.
in some form.
I mean,
right?
I do it, of course. But then that also, you kind of open the can of worms if you go down that line of thinking, because
yeah.
there's also the like the fat acceptance movement. Have you followed that?
Correct.
Who say...
It's okay.
That it's okay. Like... It's impossible to lose weight.
Right.
And I don't know a lot about it. I clearly am on the opposite side of that. I don't think it's healthy to be fat. But, and if you're wondering, oh, how come she's saying fat? They call themselves that. So I'm not being pejorative
yeah.
or a bully. They say
right.
that's the term.
And
okay?
I didn't realize that. Right. The fat shaming, all of that.
Yeah.
I totally understand that. Totally understand. To be confident in your skin, because all these years we've been dealing with very, very skinny models and all of
yeah.
that we got that whole rhetoric. Okay. So we're kind of trying to change the rhetoric to just have healthy looking women.
Yeah.
But we have to be careful when we say healthy looking women. We don't want them to go overly.
That's
healthy.
Yes. Yes. That's what my concern.
Will the next marketing be, let's go with, let's just showcase obese people and be like, you know what? They're still smiling. they're fine. They're still loving it up.
I mean,
just let them be.
They're kind of doing it with, like, in Cosmo, they had, what's her name? That woman, she's a larger woman, and she's on the cover. Oh gosh.
Was this Lizzie? Is it Lizzie?
No, not Lizzo.
Oh, Lizzo, yeah.
Lizzo's forgot
kinda,
her name.
Kind of cute. Oh, yeah.
But they had her on the
okay,
cover.
Okay, I mean,
Kate, see, that's a, no, I don't. I'm not going to say the name because I don't want to mess it up.
Don't. Yeah, but yeah. I get it. But it's where do you draw the line?
Yes, I agree.
Because we're talking internally here. People are so focused on the visual, and it's important. I get it. We're all looking at each other.
Yeah.
Physical appearance. We should be proud of physical appearance and not bully and shame and whatnot. We're talking internally.
Yeah.
Is that said model that's on the magazine that is looking borderline obese okay internally?
Yes.
That's what we're going to look at. Cholesterol-wise, is she a prime candidate to get a heart attack? Triglycerides are high or not? She looks good, but internally? People that are in shape look good, but they got problems internally? It's fair to say.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what? What are we going to do from then?
And I think, and also to piggyback on that, you might even go to the doctor and be like, look, I have good numbers, but these people are like in their 20s and 30s. We're saying, what about when you're 40 or 50 or 60 and beyond? That's when you actually start to see these things creep up.
Yeah.
So that was my concern. It's like, yeah, you might even have good numbers right now, but that doesn't mean I would doubt that continues into your
It will not.
When you get older.
Yeah. It doesn't for anyone.
Yeah.
Age always wins, people.
Right.
Undefeated. So you can go party it up at 28, 29, and then come 35, you're wondering, hey, you know what? I'm gaining weight more so than
my knees
I've
hurt.
Ever.
And
how come? It's because you're old.
Yeah.
All right.
My back hurts.
All of you guys.
Yeah.
Everyone. You gotta come to grips with that.
Yes.
All the people partying at 29, 28, oh yeah, it's like, oh, I never used to gain weight, but oh, you know,
I can do whatever I want.
38. Oh, you know, bugger hot for lose weight. Oh,
that's my heart, huh?
Yeah. And that's why the bugger's going to go to the gym once every month. And I'm trying to get back into it. I just, you know, one day at a time, yeah.
Oh, what you doing today? Yeah. What you doing today? Oh, yeah.
Something tries. So, look at that, people. Age is a thing as I crack my voice now because I'm nervous.
It happens to everybody, gang. Age and voice cracking.
It's contagious. Shout out to you getting the vaccine, by the way. So if you're gonna look at the whole big picture of this fat, we're still in the fat burning pill topic here. If you're gonna look at it, there's only one out there. It doesn't work all the time. You still gotta do all your other shit to get it figured out. You still gonna have to work out. The key is eating. You gotta figure out your eating.
It's always gonna be the eating, the diet. Yeah.
You gotta figure out the eating more so than even the working out.
Yes. Unfortunately.
I'm not saying you go starve yourself the entire day and you go fast all the way through and then, you know, have some, you know, eat tuna and water for at night. It's not gonna work every day for you.
No.
But you need a balance, obviously, but it's gonna be the eating.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's it. Then what else? And look at what other types of things that you consume, eating wise.
Yeah.
You know, how much sugar are you doing? Obviously, we always talk about, you know, people mention carbs. What are you doing with that? Are you doing enough protein as a woman?
Yeah.
Are you dairy or not dairy? All that shit matters still.
It still matters. Yeah.
Are you drinking or not drinking? Are you drinking beer as opposed to wine? Wine opposed to beer?
Yeah.
All that shit matters.
Exactly.
And even the people you think you take the phenamine, you can take the phenamine and be like, yeah, I'll take my phenamine. Won't have any appetite, and then at the end of the night, I'll just have tuna. Good luck.
Yeah.
Because they're going to wear off. And then you're going to be super hungry after.
Yeah.
And you gain it all back.
Yes. Yeah. You want something consistent. We keep talking about that. We always bring that up. That's the way to go.
It's not easy, but...
consistency. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not easy.
Yeah.
But as Brother Moak said, it's one day at a time. For real. He was right on one thing.
Yes.
So,
it's true. That's true.
As far as the fat pills, no need.
And it you can even break it down, like, even if one day at a time is too hard, one meal at a time, or like 1 hour at a time, like, to just take it that level. Because if you think I have to eat like this until I'm in that for the next 40 to 50 years or however many years I have left on this earth, yeah, that's super depressing. It could be. But if you say, okay, I'm just gonna get through this next hour, I'm just gonna get through this next 30 minutes, this next 15 minutes, you gotta do whatever you gotta do, right? I mean,
you gotta do whatever you have to do to survive. That's it.
Yeah. But let me pivot. That was great. Fat burners, I think we've... You like that professional pivot when I just say what I'm going to say?
I at this point, nothing surprises me.
I learned what I had to from Oprah's interview with...
Oh, God. You want to talk about that shit?
No, I don't. I don't care about them at all. I like Oprah.
As should no one, all right? I mean, you know what?
They don't matter. They really don't.
For people to feel like they're being... these entitled guys to be feeling like they're being what's the problem? Because I'm not even following it. Oprah she only interviews people that are rich, first of all.
Rich and famous.
So then she's gonna interview these two of this royalty tyranny thing that is so passe. We beat them in 1776.
America, right? Gang. America.
Love it or leave it. So then they're on the TV bitching about what? What they complaining about here?
Well, okay, so I feel Megan did have a point. See, I didn't see the whole thing. I just kind of did the aftermath. But there was a big... The issue is that she experienced a lot of racism from the British press and the British people. And then that's what was one of the reasons why they decided to leave.
So they called her out on her color?
So, like, the big takeaway was she allegedly said that people in the royal house, not the king or the queen, said, or the prince and the queen, said they were concerned about how dark Archie the son was going to be, like that would be a negative thing.
I heard that situation. Yeah. Okay, so racism as far as that goes. So that's, is that why the storyline is they're moving?
I believe that's one of the reasons why they moved and they separated from the royal family. That was one of the reasons, but I don't know the rest.
There's more to this,
I guess, but again, I don't care. I mean, they don't affect
me. We got more important things to deal with.
Seriously, we still have a pandemic going on, gang.
We got people out of work. We got people sick. We got people stressed out, depressed.
Yes.
Regular people. Commoners, as they would say.
Friends of you, yours and mine. All right. You know what I mean? People we know. I don't care what these royal people do.
They're over there living it up. They're drinking this spot of tea. All that shit.
The crumpets and watching Doctor Who. I don't care. I don't really care. That's a great show. Don't make that
noise. Shout out BBC. I'm saying is, all right, not necessary, right? We don't need to discuss it.
No.
So I ain't posting any of that shit. So what were you pivoting to? Was that
Okay. Well, what are your thoughts on, like, pre-workouts? Because that's another one. So many people take it, and to me, I personally think it's kind of overblown. Like, I mean... It's just caffeine and what is it? Nitric oxide or something in it.
Okay.
So yeah.
We're 30 minutes into this.
I know, right?
Shit. Okay, here we go. Let's bottom line it as I dim the lights as we make it more romantic. Pre-workout, same formula has been since day one back in the day. Caffeine. Why? Because you're gonna work out.
Yeah.
That's why. So you need something to give you that little oomph, right? Everybody always wants to have, I just feel so tired. So I just want to have that little oomph to get me going. I just need that little thing to get me going.
A little kick.
Some people drink coffee. Back in the day, I drink coffee black, right? Because then you don't want to have any sugar. Then you have these guys doing this. You have the guys doing the creatine, caffeine, green tea, anything caffeine.
Anything caffeine.
Aminos, proprietary blend. And then no sugar, but it tastes great. So add in the sweeteners, add in the sucralose, add in the stevia, and there's your powder. Take it 30 minutes before your workout, guys.
Oh, yeah, that was always a thing. 30 minutes.
Because you got to let it kick in a little bit.
Got to let it.
Because it needs to activate the proprietary blend.
Yeah.
It's just fucking caffeine. That's all it is.
A shocking amount of caffeine.
And if you put that with a shocking amount of creatine, then it's going to lead to you being shockingly bloated.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind. If you're, for all the people that still think this is like 1991, taking creatine, loading them up with their grape juice. All right.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Okay.
That. I remember.
All right. If you guys still doing that, 2021, live your best life. All right. Take some phenamine while you're at it.
Yeah.
Okay. So all of the pre-workout, same thing.
Okay.
And then the nitric oxide thing. Okay. Nitric oxide. All right.
Because they still market that. They're like, get those pumps. And like, all right. I mean.
In 2003, the first one came out that garnered all the popularity. It was called NO2.
NO2. I took it.
You took it?
Yeah.
What year was this?
Around that time.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. It came out there. So yeah. It was a very hot product.
Yes.
It was made by this one company. And that's all they made. And it was like this whole process. It came with a book. And you're supposed to take a certain amount at this time and go this time. And you got to really follow this
thing. I read that book.
And then you got to be careful because what it does is it's a vasodilator. So you got to be careful because what that means is opens up the veins. So then you get the pump.
Yes.
That's the point.
That's
so you feel the bugger hard. Right? And then if you were to have, if you're a person with low blood pressure, you're not supposed to take it.
Yeah.
Because you have even lower blood pressure. Right? It's the same elements as used for Viagra.
Yeah, exactly.
Why do you get it up? You got to get more blood flow. Same with the muscle. That's the whole science behind this whole thing. And it sold a lot.
Well, because people felt it. They're like, hey, I feel it. This is, they're right.
How many pills did you have to take?
Wasn't it like 9 or something?
Correct.
It was something crazy.
That's why.
And if you were over 6 feet tall or over 200 pounds, you had to take even more than that. Because there was like in the book, I remember the book, they had a whole like chart, like if you're this age and this weight and this height, you take this.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the company is not stupid.
Yeah.
Clearly they weren't because they made a bunch of money with this. You take a lot, you run out, you got to buy more.
And you run out quick.
Correct. That's the process. And that's the thing. And it became a thing. And then, of course, you have the copycats.
Yeah.
Because that's the bodybuilding fitness industry. Once somebody comes out with one, you got 20 other suckers coming out with the same damn thing, saying it's better when it's actually the same shit or probably worse or less ingredients.
Yeah.
Because it's cheaper.
Right.
Because these companies aren't big budget companies. They're not your Nature's Made or they don't have that kind of funding. So they're going to try and cut corners and shit.
Yeah.
So then you got all these other imitating NO2 people, NO2 all over the place. Then there was a thing that even came out with NO3. You remember this?
NO3, okay.
It was a super arginine. That's the amino acid. That's
right, it's arginine. That's right.
Clearly just a way to, because a company is only banking on this one product. So you got to keep yourself relevant.
Yeah.
You got to come up with new products.
We'll add more nitrogen into this.
You got to come up with new products.
Oh, jeez.
And then you got the NO2 protein powder. Where you have protein powder now, where the NO2 is going to come out, you get the pump, you get the protein all in one, and we have protein and chocolate peanut butter. So you're going to have all this shit, and it's going to die out, but then it's still going to be part of the rhetoric of everything. It's going to it's like how creatine came out.
Yeah.
When creatine came out, same thing. Everybody got all excited.
They added it in everything.
And then now creatine is just a staple in there now.
It's just boring now.
It's boring now. Yeah. And then the NO2 is boring now.
Yeah.
Because it's 2003.
That's right. It's almost 20 years.
So that's all it is. So I mean,
but it does nothing. It's not like it's going to help you perform better in the gym, right?
It does not.
Yeah,
it does not.
I never experienced anything.
It does not. You're just taking 9 pills. You're drinking a lot of water
and feeling whatever this
supposedly the pump is, right? Of it. I mean, if you're taking 9 pills of this and if it's legitimately arginine in there,
yeah,
I'm gonna assume you're gonna feel something.
Okay.
Quite frankly, something's gonna happen.
It could just be you overdosing on caffeine because pre-workouts now, when I see how much milligrams of caffeine is in, I'm like, good God.
All right.
What are you doing?
That's the fitness industry as a whole. That's what they do. Okay, so has anything new come out?
See, the things that I've been seeing is all pre-workout related.
Oh.
That's the big push to me when I see stuff on the internet. Yeah.
Then that's it. Then I don't know.
So there's because I don't think there's any new.
I don't know of any other ones.
The only thing I've been noticing a lot is the companies are adding BCAAs to everything. Energy drinks, just water. I'm like, okay. That's the one I'm like, I'm starting to notice because I'm seeing it in like all of the grocery stores now, these drinks, and they all, oh yeah, BCAAs. I'm like, okay, I guess that's fine.
Okay. Been around forever.
Yeah.
Branched
chain amino acids.
Always been pushed. Why are they the branched chain ones? It's a group of several amino acids, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're the, I guess we could call it the essential amino acids. Essential meaning you got to get them from somewhere. The body don't make them.
The body doesn't make it.
So they look at that as you get added aminos. Aminos are the building blocks to protein, which in turn builds muscle. So therefore, to help with your recovery even more so, you get the branched chain aminos because your body doesn't make them, bro. And you just take that. And you take that before workout. You can even sip it in your workout, during your workout, bro.
Gains,
bro. And it helps recovery and muscle soreness, all that shit.
Makes your penis bigger.
I wish. Right, guys? So it's a thing that is not new, but much like the health industry, it's recycled. Mm-hmm. Recycled information. This is new when it was out 20 years ago. You know about this? A study just came out that this from 50 years ago is actually good now. Time and time again.
Yeah.
Time and time again. Recycled information. Go down the line in the vitamin store. You're going to see CoQ10. Wow, did this some 2000.
Oh, yeah. That.
Wow. And did you know CoQ10 did something in 2017 too? Which was the same thing that happened in 2000, but it's great now.
CoQ10.
Get the fuck out of here.
Forgot about that. Right. CoQ10. Yeah.
For example. So you're going to put branched amino acids as a safe fact. It's kind of a safe one to put in there. Politically correct one to put in there.
Yeah.
Because you can safely put that on your product and be like, hey, this is natural. This isn't caffeine.
I mean, the science is supporting it, saying, yes, it is correct. It is essential. Your body doesn't make it. It's not going to hurt you to have it.
So for politically correctness, I can see why they're being used. I can see why that's being used.
And therefore, they can mark up the drink to, you know, 20-30% if they say, hey, we got BCAAs in here.
Right.
But you don't need it, gang. That's the bottom line. Right? I mean, you don't really need it. I mean, if you eat enough protein or take like a protein shake, right?
No one really needs anything.
Fair.
In life.
Except love.
What do we really need? Well, that could have been the topic tonight.
It's always a topic. It's always on the table.
Well, I tell you, it that opened up Pandora's box, but I got it. Yes, but you're correct. Yes, I agree.
Save your money. Okay, gang?
Please.
Save your money. I think that's good for today.
Now it's time to say goodbye.
But I do have a gym horror story.
Oh.
This one is funny. This one is about me. This is when I did something here awkward and weird, which I do
just
a lot.
Creep more into the darkness.
I know.
You should tell the story.
So I am at the gym. And again, this is at the Warrior Rec Center. So lots of young people, youngsters, and then me. And so I am at one of the bench stations. And so the benches are like all in a row. And so there's two over from me. So not right next to me, but one. No, actually, it was two empty ones. And then this guy was benching. And I'm the type of person that if I see that somebody has something on their face or, if they have something in their teeth, I will tell you. I will say, you've got something. It's just the kind of person I am.
Very nice of you.
Thank you. That's that tough love. So I see this kid, he's just resting, and it looks like he's got something in his hair. Like he's just got something because he has dark hair. And so I go like this to him, and I'm like, so he goes, he's hitting the spot.
He's touching his face.
Where I think he should be touching. Okay. And I'm like, it's still there. And plus he has headphones in. So he goes, and he starts going like this. And I go, and I realize he dyed his hair right here. There's like a little bit of zhuzh. It's like peroxide right here.
Okay.
Like this spot.
What was the thing?
So I was like, so he looks at me like, did I get it? And I'm like, and I walked away because I didn't realize as I'm 100 years old that that was a hairstyle that people were doing. But Yeah. I'm 25 years old.
So be sure to check out whenever this show gets uploaded. IG Live coming up this Wednesday. You're probably going to get the show up this weekend.
Yes, so coming I up am.
March 24th with House Representative Adrian Tam of the Alamoana District, if you guys live out there. But young House of Representatives guy, he beat what was known as the Proud Boy in the election.
Yeah.
Lots to talk about with this guy. So, and plus he's one of those, he's a young progressive guy. So get to hear his opinion.
Yeah.
So it'll be good generational clashing there to see how one thinks in that age group as opposed to what, you know, all of us think or older people or, you know, so that'll be something this Wednesday. And I guess I'll let the cat out of the bag. We'll do the live show again. Live show again. April. Yep. April. Any of April right now. Everything's up in the air, but it's going to be at Work Play in Kakaako. Thursday nights is the schedule, and Thursday night's going to be at 8 p.m.
8 p.m.
And it's going to be a hoot. If anybody's ever been to Work Play, it's a real nice place. It's bigger, more undertaking than what has been done at the Highbrow. And DJ Jimmy Taco, DJ Technique will be there as well. And they're going to be DJing after the show, which I really don't know what that means in 2021 because you can't dance. So I don't know.
Oh, that's right.
What they're going to do. They're going to be playing music and we're going to be sitting down.
I didn't realize.
And you can't dance because you dance close to someone that's COVID. So you can't. And they're going to be DJing.
Maybe you like put your card, your vaccination card, like pin it on, you know, like dance card style, like in the 50s. Maybe like.
Yeah, you do that. And they'll be there.
I'm not dancing with anybody.
It'll be lucky you're dancing with yourself.
Well, that's true.
You may see Summer dance with herself any of April because that's going to be the new show.
Sprinkler action, gang.
Get ready for that one. And a lot will happen from now until then. So we'll see where we're at as far as the tier system and what we can, can't do. But it's live. It's going to be a big,
that should be
bigger
awesome.
Deal.
Yeah.
Because it's a bigger place and we're actually going to be open during a regular time frame. So there will be people there. We would like you to join us as well.
Yes, please.
Mrs. Drizzy.
And Mr. Drizzy.
And Mr. Drizzy, the only two people watch this and listen. And so, right. Shout out. Thank you for buying the hat. So all three of you, get a table. Sit down.
If you love me.
And if that doesn't sell it, please. So yeah, more details are coming.
Yes.
On that one, but that's going to be... it's going to be a wild one. So, yeah.
Can't
That's
wait.
That's the latest.
That's awesome. Okay.
All right. Let's get out of here.
Yes. As always, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And we will see you next week. Yes. Please wash your damn hands.